This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. One of the best ways to reach out to people is through food. Meals on Wheels is a meal support program designed to help senior citizens living alone and unable to cook for themselves. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with the Washington Council on Aging Nutrition Director Loretta Hudson about the special meal programs for senior citizens on this week's Life Transitions.
Loretta, Meals on Wheels is a very familiar program. Tell us more about it.
Well, Dr. Sharma, our Meals on Wheels program provides healthy meals for seniors who are 60 years of age, who are homebound, and are unable to leave their home without assistance.
So income is not a criterion?
Absolutely not. Income is not a requirement for eligibility.
How exactly is this program implemented?
Well, the Meals on Wheels program is implemented through our nutrition program, where these meals are frozen blasted, and that is the most nutritious part. Research has shown that because the meals are frozen, which provides a better nutritional value than actually the hot meals.
And they're delivered once a day, or do you provide them for the whole week?
Well, we have Meals on Wheels drivers who deliver meals 5 times a week. And also on the weekend, we have local churches who deliver meals for Saturdays and Sundays. So basically, the participants will get 7 meals, but they will get it 5 meals from us and 2 meals from the organizations and volunteers on the weekend.
So you collaborate with the community resources?
Yes, we collaborate with some of our churches, St. Paul de Pascal's, and some of the other organizations and volunteers who want to spend their time and efforts helping a senior.
How exactly is this program funded?
The Meals on Wheels program is funded through federal dollars and state dollars, but because that we're not 100% funded, we have to supplement our income, and we do this through our fundraisers, through contributions and donations. We also have a sponsorship where individuals who want to sponsor a senior, you can do that. With $100 a month, we'll feed one senior, and for the course of a year, it's $1,200.
So you're actively seeking sponsorships right now?
Yes, we are actively needing a support from our community because we have over 200 seniors on our waiting list. And this is a small price to pay for peace of mind for nutrition for a senior.
It sounds like that you're delivering more than meals.
Absolutely. The point of contact would be our drivers. And when our drivers go into the homes of these seniors, they live alone and most of them are isolated. They provide a link to other needed services such as maybe transportation, getting a ride to the doctor's office, or maybe getting homemaker service because they don't have anyone to clean their homes. And basically, you may think that these are small services, but to a senior who lives by themselves, it could mean the difference between having a fall and hospitalization. So these are services that become very vital and very needed for the seniors in our community.
So if they find something is wrong, they would contact either the emergency or the family of the participant.
Yes. We also offer a medic alert sponsored through the Washtenaw Council on Aging. And if you want information about that, you can contact our office.
Thank you, Loretta. My guest for today was Loretta Hudson, who is the nutrition director at the Washtenaw Council on Aging.
Support for Life Transitions on KEDM comes from Heart of Hospice, partnering with families to provide team-based support and companionship for patients and their loved ones. More at heartofhospice.net. Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.